North Korea says it wasn't us. The country is denying its involvement in the embarrassing corporate hack of Sony Pictures Entertainment. The hack happened last week, revealing staff medical records and salaries of nearly 7,000 global employees. It's thought that some unreleased films were leaked as well. So, could North Korea actually pull off something like this? NPR's Elise Hu reports on the cyber espionage skills of the so-called Hermit Kingdom.
Kim Jong-un, the dictator of North Korea, is revered as a god, but only by his people, who were part of the most cut-off society in the world. In America, he's about to be featured in a slapstick comedy starring well-known goofballs Seth Rogen and James Franco.
Okay, let's do it.
We're going to North Korea!
In the soon-to-be-released film The Interview, Franco plays a famous television host named Dave Skylark.
Our supreme leader, Kim Jong-un, is interested in doing an interview with Dave Skylark.
Oh my God.
I will be traveling to Pyongyang, North Korea, to interview President Kim Jong-un.
But then, and this is the plot of the film, the CIA asks the Franco and Rogan characters to assassinate the supreme leader.
You want us to kill the leader of North Korea?
Yes.
What?
Sounds like just a silly movie, right? Well, not to the North Korean dictator.
The North Korean state has been taking this really seriously.
Catherine Moon is the chair in Korea Studies at the Brookings Institution, a Washington think tank.
North Koreans do not have an independent world of art and entertainment. And so they don't separate propaganda from entertainment. So it's very difficult for them to understand that the U.S. and many other countries have a, you know, completely independent world that's called Hollywood.
The Hollywood studio releasing the film, Sony, shrugged off North Korea's promise of, quote, merciless countermeasures until last week. That's when hackers hit the studio. They stole 40 gigs of sensitive data, including unreleased films, social security numbers, and details on salary negotiations. Amy Chang is a cybersecurity researcher at the Center for New American Security.
It shut down the company. They had to use the handwritten notes, fax machines, a lot of telephone conversations, because they were fixing the issues on their servers.
Sony didn't respond to requests for an interview, but told the New York Times it's working with the FBI to figure out whether North Korea, or maybe a former employee, is responsible. East Asia experts say if anyone's questioning whether closed-off North Korea could pull off an attack, the answer is yes. Catherine Moon.
North Korea is indeed capable of quite crippling hacks. It has a very effective, efficient, capable hacking machinery.
She says that while the general citizenry there may not have wide internet access, about 2 million North Korean elites and those who live along the Chinese border are on a 3G network, and the state supports training in cyber espionage.
Those who succeed in North Korea then are sent to China and Russia to get extra training.
Cybersecurity researchers say the technical traces of this hack point to a North Korean source. North Korean spokesmen are sending conflicting messages. And Sony will continue investigating and shoring up its security. Curiously, one film the hackers didn't release to the public?
We got the interview!
The Interview, the film about assassinating Kim Jong-un. Elise Hu, NPR News, Washington.